Okay, Mr. John, can you please help me with your current zip code, sir? 10023. All right. So just hold on the line. I will be going checking my system, okay? Can you please hold on the line for the movement? I appreciate you. Thank you for holding the line, sir. Yes, sir. As you can see in my system, there was a purchase. We have received like a notification because there was a purchase made of Lenovo gaming computer like amount of $1,975 and the Yoni. So did you authorize this purchase from Walmart, sir? All right. And this number is talking right now. That you register cell phone number? All right, sir. Sir, as you can see in my system, the delivery address is 49 Arcadia Code, Albany, New York, 12205. Are you familiar with this address, sir? Okay, so is there any chance that someone from your family who might have this order on your behalf and your name? Yes, sir, because someone is using your name, your personal information for doing such kind of fraudulent activities without your authorization and without your knowledge. Do you suspect anyone, sir? Okay. Sir, well, in that case, I want to ask some questions like, have you ever lost any of your personal information in the past? Okay. So have you ever shared any of your personal information to anyone? Okay, good. Have you ever connected your cell phone to any open public Wi-Fi network, like if you're going any store or any cafe? Because, sir, nowadays, open Wi-Fi networks are not secure. Any hacker is using your access and any hacker is able to bypass your debit and your credit card information for the dark web. So please don't connect the public Wi-Fi network, okay? Because, sir, I have your file over here and I'm able to see that your personal information has been compromised and using for community illegal activity in the state of like San Anthony, Texas. Do you have any idea about this? Because Walmart people found out that someone misusing your personal information and they have created 6 Walmart account attached with different bank account under your name, and they are doing criminal activities by people placing order with those account that they have created under your name. So do you have any idea? All right, sir. So, sir, in that case, would you able to grab piece of paper, pen in your handy? I will give you some information regarding this call, sir. All right, sir. Please note down, my name is Jennifer William. Okay, please note down, my batch ID is WLM8614. Okay, and please note down your case ID also. Like a D like a David, C like a Charles. Yes, C like a Charles. And a 2156. Can you repeat that? Just make sure, okay. All right, sir. Make sure that whatever commit over this recorded line regarding this case, file must be honest and true from your side. Is that okay for you? Because this recorded will be used as a piece of evidence inside the courthouse. All right, sir. Because this is an identity theft case. Someone is using your personal information without your authorization, sir. Am I right? So we got a report from Walmart security team. They found that someone has used your name and identity to create a fake account Walmart without your authorization and the shipment address was in San Anthony, Texas, and they also found that within 1 month they made a transaction around $38,500 and they are using 15 bank account and the multiple credit card to make this transaction under your name. Do you suspect anyone, sir? Alright, so it's pretty kind suspicious. For us, we may check your record. We found that you never lied in San Anthony, Texas, and you don't have 15 bank account under your name. So that the reason we believe that is a case of identity theft. They're using your identity without your authorization and without your permission. Am I right, sir? So we also report this the local U.S. Marshal in San Antonio, Texas, and they are also investigate the shipment address, and the address was 20 Walcott Avenue, San Antonio, Texas, and the zip code is 78240. This address was raided by U.S. Marshal, but unfortunately, they do not find anyone inside the resident, but they did cover a huge amount of cash, some drug package, particles, and survival documents from the financial institute, such as Chase Bank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and the local credit union. The entire paperwork had under your name. Do you do this whole thing? Okay, so the United States of Treasury has given the authority to sign the arrest warrant under your name. and suspend your social right away under the section of 24C 1958 Drug Enforcement Administration Act. You are going to be taken non-billable jail unit of 9-year jail, and the penalty would be more than $89,000. That the reason we try to reach you before your life is run by the law. So if you help the Department of Tragedy in this case only, we can put your case and warrant on hold. As we find out who has used your personal information toward this fraudulent activity, what is your intention in this case, sir? But why? Okay. Always we had a background check upon you and check your past record, and we found that your banking contacts generally record in your SSN number has no other complaint in the past. So that the reason we are considering you as a law-abiding citizen, you are trying to help you, okay? So it is our job to take your name out for this case so you don't have to face any illegal because of somebody else. Okay, sir? So in the order to stop all the illegal activity, what need to be done is we need to suspend whatever illegal asset that is registered on your name without your knowledge, without your permission. So as you can see in your file that we have found 15 bank and the 9 credit card and the sum of the major bank account are holding a balance of more than $70,000 to $75,000. So I just wanted to ask you that those account holding a balance out of the 15 bank account, in the total, how many bank accounts are you actually banking with, and make sure that you don't have discussed any of your private and confidential information like any of your account, any of your bank account details, okay? So do you have any bank account, like 15 bank account? Okay, can you please help me with the name of your bank, like a which bank do you banking, sir? All right, sir. So whatever account you're holding with this bank, if it's checking or savings, business checking or business savings, including all the account with this bank, whatever be approximate value of your bank after you're like between $100, between $200, like between, okay. So you have a checking account or a savings account, sir? Like approximate 1,000 or a 500, am I right, sir? So, sir, are you living alone or living with your family members, friends, neighbors? Okay. So whenever you're going outside for a shopping or banking, are you driving by yourself or you take care of your, like someone else is using your help? So you have a car, am I right? Alright, sir, can you please hold on the line for the movement? Hello, I appreciate you. Thank you for holding the line, sir. So what will we do right now? I will pick up and connect this line to my senior officer, okay? Because they will help you to remove your name because sir, they will be held to remove your name for this investigation. That reason we are going. Yes sir, but this is my senior officer. They will be remove your name, so you just hold on the line. I will be going to connect this line to my senior officer, okay? Okay, just hold on the line.
Yeah, this is Ben Parker calling you from FTC, Federal Trade Commission. I'm the senior officer. Ben Parker. My nickname is Ben Parker.